जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Let's set a scene before we start the prayers of Queen Kunti. So scene is that Lord Krishna, whom his devotees are very dear, like Pandavas, so he did everything that has to be done for their well-being. Kauravas, Duryodhan especially, and his maternal uncle, Shakuni, they were crooked-minded people, harassing Pandavas every step. So, to glorify his devotees, Krishna did everything to give their kingdom back to Pandavas, and after giving the kingdom, Yudhishthira Maharaj was installed in his throne, a king of whole earth planet, and he performed Rajasuya Jagga to declare his supremacy over the planet. So now he has finished all the task, and having given the kingdom back to the Pandavas, he wanted to depart for Dwarka. So he was about to board his chariot, and even before boarding chariot, King Yudhishthira was so much morose. After killing his kinsmen, he was never forgetting that ghastly killing of his kinsmen and other millions of soldiers. So he was always feeling very despondent and morose and unhappy, and that just for kingdom I have killed so many people. So he wanted to always atone himself. And even though Krishna gave him not only advice, but counseling that whatever happened was for good and it is not your fault and this had to be done. And whoever got killed, they got liberated, not that they were tortured. So you have no reason to mourn or become distressful for these people. And he preached and counseled him so much, but he was not getting pacified. So he is taking him to Bhishmadev, who was lying on the bed of arrows in Kurukshetra. So they all went there, including Krishna and Pandavas. And there, Krishna is having Bhishmadev to almost like preaching him or counseling him or making him understand that whatever happened was not bad. You have no reason to mourn anymore. I mean, he wanted to board his chariot, and all of a sudden Parikshit Maharaj's mother, Uttara, Queen Uttara, she is coming running, she is rushing and running towards Krishna. She is saying to Krishna, praying in prayers, that please save my embryo. If I get killed, I don't mind. But this weapon, arrow of Aswasthama, it was Brahmastra, burning arrow, which meant to destroy the last descendant of Pandu dynasty, Parikshit Maharaj. So she is praying and praying to Krishna, and Krishna immediately saw that arrow coming, rushing towards Uttara to kill the embryo. And Krishna immediately used his disc to counteract this arrow. So he himself entered into the womb of Uttara and saved the embryo from the wrath of Aswastama's Brahmastra. So this is compassionate nature of Krishna. And this is called his dharma, Krishna's dharma. Just like living entity has dharma, service, seva. Water has dharma, liquidity. So Krishna has only one dharma. And that dharma is bhakta vatsal. He is always ready to fulfill the desires of his devotees. Always. That's his duty, to give pleasure to his devotees. That is bhakta vatsal. That he has only one dharma, and that is to give pleasure to his devotees. So he will do anything and everything, he will go out of his way to please his devotees. So such is a most compassionate, merciful nature of Krishna. So he saved Mother Uttara and her embryo, and after then Krishna says, now I can go. So he's about to board his chariot, and Queen Kunti started praying to Krishna. This is the scene that Krishna is about to leave for Dwarika, and Queen Kunti, she is offering prayers to Lord. So Kunti vacha namaste purusam tvadyam ishvaram prakrite param alaksham sarvabhutanam antarabhairavasthitam. Namaste purusham tvadyam. I offer my obeisances to the original Purush, Adi Purush. Namaste purusham tvadyam. The original Purush, the root cause of everything. So namaste, I'm offering my obeisances. Now we have to see the characteristic of Queen Kunti. She is a pure devotee, pure devotee. And on top, she is related to Krishna. She was aunt of Krishna. Krishna's father, Vasudev, and Vasudev's sister. But here she, being a pure devotee, recognizes Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Namaste Purusham. Purusham means enjoyer, and Krishna is the enjoyer. He is the only one who is enjoyer. The original idea of creation, as I said many times, the original idea of creation was that Krishna wanted variegatedness. He wanted to expand himself. And that's why he expanded himself into spiritual and material energies. And we are spirit soul, his spiritual energy. And he created all these things. Why? Because he wanted to enjoy those things. Just like Prabhupada gives example, we create something, house, money, children, anything we create that with the idea that I will enjoy that thing. So similarly, Krishna created something, then it has to be meant for his enjoyment. So, yes, it is true. Everything emanate and inanimate belongs to him, and that's why it is meant for his enjoyment. Isavasyam idam sarvam yat kinchit jagatam jagat yena tyaktena bhunjita magradakasya siddhvanam. Everything isavasyam idam sarvam, everything belongs to Krishna, everything is coming from Krishna, and that's why everything is meant for his enjoyment. Om purnam madapurnam idam purnat purnam udachyate purnasya purnam adaya purnam eva vasishyate. So everything is emanating from him, and because he is manufacturing, producing everything, everything meant for his enjoyment. So he is a supreme enjoyer, Purusham, and everything is meant for his enjoyment. But we, as a great thieves, everybody is thieves. They want to steal from Krishna and says to Krishna, why you are the only enjoyer? I want to also enjoy. So this is magrada kasya siddhanam, that we always grada, we always want to hoard it over, and we want to enjoy ourselves, become little Krishna. So this is not natural, and that's why living entities suffer. So Purusham, everything is meant for his enjoyment. He is a Purusha. He is an enjoyer, supreme enjoyer. And his enjoyment, nobody can equal to it or parallel to it. He enjoys everything to the max. The same thing we can try to enjoy, we cannot enjoy it to the max. We may enjoy to a fraction of a fraction of a fraction, even no question of a fraction of his enjoyment. The same thing. Same thing that he enjoys, he will enjoy, he will derive pleasure from that same thing to the topmost degree. That is Purusha. And from the same thing, we try to derive enjoyment, it will be next to nothing. Absolutely next to nothing. But that glimpse gives us enjoyment. Of course it will be perverted, because everything is meant for his enjoyment. And we try to just magradakasya siddhanam, we try to snatch it and try to enjoy ourselves. So he is the only enjoyer of both material and spiritual world. Everything that exists in creation, he is the enjoyer. So that is what King Kunti said, namasye purusham tva adyam adi purush. Adi means origin. He is the origin of everything. Adi, there is nobody. Somebody asked me a question in this trip, that who is his creator or who is his father, who is beyond Krishna. So Prabhupada says that you ask somebody, you have a father? And then you ask his father, you have a father? Yes, I have a father. So he has father, he has father. So if somebody answers you that I don't have a father, then that is God, that is Krishna. Krishna has no father. Of course, he imbibes the mood of having father. He creates a mood of having father, and he has a father also in that mood, that I have a father, because he wants to enjoy that vatsalya. Everybody is craving for some kind of love. Krishna doesn't have to crave for love or anything, but he likes that mood of somebody giving him vatsalya prema, vatsalya ras. He is my son, I can give him love, I can pet him, I can walk him, I can play with him. And Krishna likes that reciprocation, parental affection. So that's why he has a father. That's why he has a father. Otherwise he has no father. It's just in a spiritual world, Krishna takes up different moods just to enjoy. And he can take up the different mood to enjoy. He is an enjoyer, Atma Rama, but still he likes certain mellows, certain ways. And he can create that kind of, he can engage in that kind of mellows. So, he is Adi. He has no origin. He is the origin of everything. He has no origin. The buck stops at Krishna. Everything stops at and within Krishna. So that is Tvadyam, Adyam. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. He is Anadi Adi and Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. There is no cause of him. He is the cause of all causes. So that is Adi. Adi means original, origin. He is the root cause of everything. Origin, Adi. Anadir, Adir Govinda, Sarvakarana Karanam. Tadyam, Ishwaram Prakrate Param. Ishwara means controller. He is the controlling factor in his creation. There is nobody who can control others except Krishna. Of course, he controls through his agencies. He is only work. He is only thing he is into. Only he is enjoying. Leela. Leela means that, you know, some children up to 5, maybe 7 age, they get into playing and they play into the playgrounds and they can play whole day and whole night. They will never get tired. They will forget about eating, forget about sleeping, forget about... They are so much immersed into playing mood with one another, ball, this, that. They forget about eating. It's my experience. When I was playing in childhood outside the village with other children, that I forgot about eating. And mother has to, you know, shout at you, come on, eat, take prasad, this. But even that you don't, okay, coming, and then you forget for another 2 hours eating. So it is playful pastimes. It's called Leela. It's very, very intense, meditative, sporting pastime that you become immersed into. That is called Leela. So with gopis, girlfriend specially, Radharani, in pleasure groves of Vrindavan, hours and hours and so much time into this pleasure groves of Vrindavan with Radharani and other gopis. So this is the only function he has, enjoying, sporting pastimes, ever enjoying. He has nothing to do with Ishwara, controlling. His agents, other agents are controlling. Maya Devi and demigods, and they all control different things. In spiritual world, Yoga Maya Devi is controlling everything, setting everything. So he is Ishwara, supreme Ishwara, but under him there are Ishwara who are really controlling everything under his supervision. Maya Dyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetu Nanena Kaunteya Jagadvi Parivartate. Under his supervision, the material nature is working or controlling. So, Krishna has nothing to do with control. As a matter of fact, he is not controller. In spiritual world, he is being controlled by his devotees, by Radharani, by Jasoda, Mother Jasoda, by Nanda Maharaj, by boyfriends and he is being controlled every second. But that is because he led them, or he gets into that mood that somebody can control me. Otherwise, he is the supreme controller himself. So that is Ishvara. He has natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate, name karmani lipanti, name karma phale spruha. Then I don't have to do anything. I don't have to engage in some controlling thing, or working, or manufacturing, or producing, or I have no work to do. And neither I have any affection, attraction to get indulged doing something. And not that work will bind me, work or action. So, natasya karyam karanam. He has nothing to do. Why? Because he delegates or consigns every task to his assistant, and his only business is to eternally enjoy with his loving devotees, with his intimate parikars, intimate devotees like Uddhava, Radharani, Madhumangal, and so many gopis, Lalita, Champaklata, Chitra, Tungavidya, Vishakha, Indulekha, Sridevi, Sudevi, Rangadevi, and Rupa Manjari, and Vilas Manjari, and Rati Manjari, and Rasa Manjari, and Manjulali Manjari, and Padma, and Chandravali, and Sabya, and you name it. Opposite camp, or this camp, or opposite camp, just producing ras, different mellow. He is not debauchee. It's not that he is going from one gopi to another gopi or this. Just to increase that mellow, rasa, increasing that. That's why he gets into these things. But he has nothing to do. This is what he has to do, creating transcendental rasas, mellows for enjoying. That is Ishwaram. Ishwaram. He doesn't control, but he controls. He doesn't control in the sense that he delegates everything. He has full time for full enjoyment.
So thank you very much. Hare Krishna.